Hello and welcome to the Pathfinder Press podcast. I'm Barry, reporter for the Little Eva area. Now today I am at You, Me and a Cup of Tea to talk to Little Eva residents who come along to the group to enjoy each other's company, have a brew and a chat. Hi, can you please introduce yourself?
I am Tom Borlase.
Tom, how long have you lived in the Little Eva area?
Since 1990.
So what do you like about the area?
It's okay. village atmosphere. And, you know, everything's within reach of you. You know, it's not overly big, you know, but, you know, I seem to get on with it, the place.
But one thing, over the years we've seen quite a few improvements and I think, taken all round, things are much better in some ways. But with regard to what we have in Little Eva already, can you think of anything offhand that you might want to see changed? Something where we might benefit from such a change?
Well, I think if the bus service was improved, you know, a bit more access for older people to get about.
Now, you know, we've been coming to this group, you, me and a cup of tea for some time now. So, what tell us your views about things? What do you enjoy about coming to this group? Is there anything that's improved things for you?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, I lost my wife 2 years ago, and I was told about this group, and it seemed to be the making of me, because I never knew about anything was going on in the village before this, because I'd never had to. So, really, from this, I could go out every day to somewhere or other in the area. And, you know, things such as Scrabble and the choir and socialising with the men in the men's group on the Thursday, exercise on the Thursday morning. So there's plenty going on if you know about it. And this was the place where I started and was beneficial for it in every way.
That's quite an achievement when you think about it, isn't it? It's not bad at all. It's more than I do. Right, sure. We're both members of the men's group.
Yeah.
Anything you want to comment about it?
Well, it was great, really. You know, I mean, you can play everything you want. I introduced them to a game called Star on dominoes. They never heard of it. I used to play this years ago. And it's caught on, you know, and we do that. We have quizzes and we have the indoor bowls. It's beneficial all round, you know. Just socialise and eat pork pies.
Well, we do have a few laughs, don't we? It's a group of eccentrics, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I'd never played dominoes, not since I was a kid.
No.
So it's part of the fun of the place. You know, there's all something goes wrong, isn't there?
Yes, yeah.
Especially one or two of the members there, so. But it's...
you find a level, you know.
Yeah. I think it's probably got potential. It needs to develop it a bit more, I think, really. And it's always hard to define what does a men's group actually do.
Do, yeah.
You know, because men just tend to have different interests.
Yeah.
You know, whereas they might socialise in a pub or something like that, we're doing it without that.
Yeah, don't need the beer, really, do we?
No. Might help, actually, but... What else would you be doing if you weren't going to that group? Or any of this one here? Anything offhand?
Well, really, just at home, you know. I live on my own. I do all my own stuff. So I'd be doing housework, which is quite boring. So I'd sooner be out in the group.
Well, I know what that feels like. I try to avoid housework if I can. Anything that involves making an effort, I need to sort of motivate myself a bit more, but... Are there any other groups that you enjoy attending?
Yes, I've been to quite a few. The choir was quite beneficial as well. That was good. And the chair exercise. I've been ill for a few months, and so I've not caught up with all my groups again. So I've not been to two or three of them for over the last 2 months to recover. But I'm hoping to get back in the future. It's very beneficial.
Well, it has been a rough time for you, and you've done very well. You know, you make the effort each time, and you do take a very prominent part in the society that's been created here, you know, the activities and whatever.
Yeah, well, I'll try to.
Brings up a question here. How do we define the word community? What does it mean to you?
I mean, it's getting together, all different kinds, and talking, and, you know, calling everybody and putting the world right. And, you know, it's beneficial. You know, you can ask each other, have they, you know, any difficulties in life, and, you know, you can help each other along the way.
I think that's about it for the time being. I can't think of anything else offhand. Not bad for a first effort, I suppose, is it? Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Lillian Harlick.
And Lillian, would you like to tell me how long you've lived in Little Lever?
56 years.
Quite a time. It's about the same as me. What do you think it's been like over these years? What changes are improvements?
There's a lot of changes. Because where we live, Boscoe Road, there's houses been built on there. There's been houses on the back of Booth Road, and now there's a big estate being built at the back of my house. So that's within the last 56 years.
That's quite a change, isn't it, really? Yeah. What do you like about the area, living here?
Well, where I live, everybody knows everybody, and everybody congregate. I mean, if I want anything, I've only to ask, and any of the neighbours will do it. In fact, the boy next door mows my lawn for me.
Is there anything you'd like to see improved in any way?
Well, I'd like to be able to go out at night, you know, which I can't do. But for this club, I don't think I'd go anywhere else. You know, apart from now, Tuesday night, once a month for a meal, and the singing club at afternoon.
Well, I can appreciate that, because I don't go out at night, and I wouldn't feel particularly safe nowadays at my age, but it's one of those things we have to get used to. Now, tell us about you, me, and a cup of tea. What do you enjoy about coming to this group?
I enjoy it, but for this, I wouldn't come out. It's this that brought me. I mean, I've been a widow for 20 years. I mean, I still go out through the day for a bus ride or something like that, but I wouldn't go anywhere, you know. Anyway, I'd just like a bus ride and come home, and that's it. Once I get in, I come home on the 3 o'clock bus. I get in at 3:30, and that's it. Till the following morning, I don't go out, no.
I can appreciate that. It's brought me out a bit more than I would have been able to do normally. So I enjoy coming here. Would you say that coming here helps you to socialise?
Definitely. I wouldn't speak to anybody. I just get in the bus and, you know, but I've been coming here, we put the world to rights.
This is the juicy bit now. What else would you be doing, Lillian?
What else would a bit under me? I just work on watching telly.
Are there any other groups you might be attending?
Yeah, go down to the singing group. That's the only one, you know. Oh, yeah, no, Curry Nights. Oh, I mustn't forget that one. Oh, no. Them's the only ones.
But take it, you enjoyed
it. I used to go to bingo until the bingo hall that we went to, close, the one at Breakmit, where all the shops are. Yeah, we used to go there, and when it closed down, that was it.
Yeah, so, where are we? Let's have a look. What would you say to anybody who has not been before to this group?
I should tell them to come, listen to people, and you'll find a lot out, which I have done since I came here.
Now, this is an interesting one. It can mean any number of things to different people. Mm. But what would you say the word community, what does it mean to you?
Well, it means quite a lot, especially around our way, you know. We have children and we look after the children when they're playing out. Somebody's always near the window watching them.
If you could sum up Little Lever in one word, what would it be?
It's not an easy one. It depends on the area you live in. That's what happens.
I think it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, round here we're not too bad. In our Avenue, we're all right.
Yeah. But
I mean, it's just the areas you live in, I think.
Well, it's a bigger society than it used to be. I mean, it was quite small when I came to live here, 1960s, full of old houses. The new estates had only just started being built. We still had a functioning railway and a station that was open.
Yeah, that went, didn't it?
Yeah. And they closed everything. They closed it down. There's a time when the village was expanding.
Yeah, and then they built houses along the railway.
It's about three times bigger, at least, compared to what it used to be.
Because those houses on Boscombe Road, opposite Garden Centre, they weren't there when we came. Those were built because they're all mines that's underneath them, you know, coal mines underneath there. And then they started building at the back of Booth Road.
Yeah.
And now the building at the back of my house. And all I hear all day is, where they're skewing there, and just screwing the scaffolding up.
I think that's about it, at least for this interview. And the torture continues. Now, I'd like to speak now to Mr. Keith Carter. We've greatly enjoyed coming to this group, you, me and a cup of tea, and the men's group. It's been very successful.
Yeah.
Everybody's unanimous, really, about it.
Good.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about it, about your views, how it may come about?
Of course I can, Barry. Well, thank you for asking me. The You, Me and a Cup of Tea group is a group that is co-run with Age UK Bolton. And it's for the residents of Little Lever, and it started out life just as a old-fashioned sort of tea morning, and it's developed into like a little group with its own legs. People come just to put the world to rights, as you'll know. We don't really have an agenda, and it's remarkably successful given that people just literally come to have a brew and a talk. In fact, it's consistently one of the most one of the groups that people come to most consistently. So that's really, really nice for me as one of the organisers. In terms of the Little Lever Men's Fellowship, that came about because the project that Age UK are involved in, which is called the Ageing in Place Pathfinder Project, that had identified that there were very few provisions for men in the village. And so it was decided that me being a bloke, it might be an idea to act as a sort of manbassador for Age UK Bolton, which is what I do. And therefore we started our Little Lever Men's Fellowship. And as you know, because you're one of the founding members, we again are not a massive group, but I think you'd agree that we make a difference to some of the men in the village who might not have done things in the past. And I think we encourage them to make friendships. They get out, it's something they wouldn't do. And as you know, one of our co-fellows has described it as one of the most important things in his life, which was a really nice thing for me as a professional worker to hear. But put aside the fact I work for Age UK as a bloke, it's just lovely to meet other guys, and I really enjoy facilitating it. It's almost not like work.
Let's have a look at it. In the time we've had outings, haven't we? We've been to the Imperial War Museum.
Yeah.
We've had a trip. I've not taken part in everything, but we've had a trip up to Gorton Monastery.
Yeah. People really enjoyed that. We did have a really instructive afternoon at the monastery.
Yeah, Monastery
in Gorton, where we were able to give some of our news and views to Andy Burnham, our Greater Manchester Mayor, and he met you, didn't he? And we had a chat with him. So that was nice, and it feels like we were selling him our story and promoting Little Lever and Age UK.
What do people really do? Take it, people do come and tell you, don't they?
Some people come.
Tell you what they enjoy about the groups and the activities.
Yeah. Well, we've done feedback questionnaires, but in terms of people actually coming up to me from most groups, it is, and this shouldn't surprise people that are listening to your podcast and broadcast, but what most people say is just companionship with other people, and it's the fact that it combats social isolation. You yourself know, we've talked about this, about how important it is just to meet other people to keep your mind and your body active. So there's no, it's not rocket science, is it, Baz? It's just people like companionship with others. And if I had to nail it down to one thing, that's what I'd say was the common common, the glue between most of the groups, but particularly for the men's group, it's companionship. I think it's also, in fairness to us, Baz, I think it's also the fact we've got a safe space where we can talk about things. So, you know, when you consider that there's quite a few men in the group who are widowers, and we've all lost our wives, and it's a safe space for us to discuss how we feel about that. That's something that a lot of men are not, unfortunately, a lot of men of an older generation are not comfortable chatting about. But the group gives that, it's a safe space for us to have a chat. But think how long it's taken us to get there. It takes a long time to develop it.
I think it's about it. I've run out of things to ask.
That's okay, man.
Yeah.